Jethers. It could have been Quakers. Thank you.
We ask you to compare us with KMEL or KRQR. They say they have a wider variety of songs with less repetition. Listen to them, then listen to us, and decide for yourself.
You're not going to give away. What are you going to give away for parties now? The other one, you had to blow up the big doll, right? They used to drop off the thing. And Morty, blow the camel up. The kids are waiting. Come on, Morty. Come on, Morty. The kids are excited. Blow it up. Hurry up now.
How are you, William?
I'm fine. I was just coming by. I was going to make a deposit at my money market and thought I'd stop up and see what's going on.
Bill has been out on the road with the snake handlers.
No. There it is, right there. Clute, Texas.
What were we doing in Clute, Texas?
I don't know. The Great Texas Mosquito Festival in Clute, Texas. It's an event destined to go down in your veins somewhere. I don't know.
It's great to have you down
it's
here.
It's good.
Huh?
It looks.
Actually, we have to fix it up. We have to tell people that it's a whole bunch of construction that's going on here, and this is the only thing. This studio is the only thing that's almost completed. But they haven't, as you see, completely completed it. The soundproofing hasn't gone up.
It really is kind of rustic.
You like this?
Yeah, I think Prime Minister Thatcher was here. Wasn't she taping the windows in case the Argentinians got in there? Look at this. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
Your signal's a little weak.
I don't want to say that's incredible.
I'll say it. I'll take money from any place.
Yeah.
Your signal's a little weak in Marin. You were drifting in and out.
Every signal is usually weak in Marin.
I just want to let you know.
Our signal is stronger in Marin than a lot of the other stations.
Is it?
Which is amazing. Yeah, Marin is an area that a lot of FM stations forget about and don't aim their transmitters in that
direction.
I
know. I can't pick up a lot of things.
Yeah. But Will Durst just showed up.
Will Durst is here. Half of Kevin Pollak is here. Kevin lost all his weight.
And we got everybody's here. We're going to try and get them all on the air this morning.
Mr. and Mrs. Durst are here.
Mr. and Mrs. Durst are here.
Mrs. Durst are here.
It's good to have you here,
Bill. Oh, it's nice to be here.
Wheelchair racks.
Oh, somebody's brought a date.
Let's see what we got on the phone here. Just stay right there. They can hear you too, okay? Everybody, yeah, hold it down a little bit because it gets hard to hear the phone calls here at times.
Mom, we're doing a show, kids.
Yeah, right. Hey, let's put on a show. Good morning. You're on the camel.
I did it. Where is Joe?
Rogelski wins the 99 cents.
Where is Joe?
I want my 99 cents right now.
The camel.
All right. I got a penny here.
You got a penny change?
I got a penny. There's your penny.
Okay. You are on the quake. Who is this?
I am from Daly City.
Who?
Diane from Daly City.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to tell you, I feel like I quit smoking. You know, I used to say I'd walk a mile for one of those little creatures with the humps on their back.
Yeah.
But look, now I got to walk down Polk Street just to be in a quake.
Thanks,
Marie. Anyways, it's good to have you both back, but I'm going to miss Peter. Bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on the quake. Who's this?
This is Martha from San Francisco.
Yeah, Martha.
How are you doing, Alex? I'm real glad to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's great to hear yours, too.
Good. I just wanted to let you know my mornings were horrible without you.
Well, we're back again, and so finally to San Francisco is a great radio station.
That sounds pretty good so far.
You're going to be surprised when you hear it throughout the day. I mean, it's not going to be like at 10 o'clock all of a sudden the tone of the station is going to change. It's going to really be a real vital radio station. I'm excited about it.
Vital, throbbing.
Great, I'm glad.
Feeling, groping, loving,
yeah.
Touching,
yeah.
Anything. Get it bigger. Make it swell.
All those words you
like. Be still my foolish heart.
Yeah.
This is the Quake FM 99. I'm Alex Bennett. It is 7:48. We got a whole passel of people here. Everybody from the people who work here at the station, people like Will Durst and Bill Rafferty and Kevin Pollak, Monty Hoffman. Howard the Barber is here.
Howard the Barber.
Yeah, one time I asked him to cut my hair, he poured mannitol all over it. It was.
We're going to write a new one for you.
Yeah, we're going to write a new joke someday. But anyway, good morning. You're on the Quake.
How you doing, Alex?
How are you?
Pretty good. It's good to hear you again.
Yeah, thank you.
I just got one complaint.
What's that?
You're a good second choice, but I would rather hear Capin.
You let people into your house and they mess up the ashtrays. You know what I mean? Good morning. You're on the Quake.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Amy from Atherton.
Amy from Atherton.
Yeah.
And she works in Arlington, and she hangs out with axes. And that's like a game, isn't it, Amy from Arlington? You bounce the ball, goes into your leg a couple of times.
How are you, Amy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Ooh. Fine. This sounds like...
What?
Gee, isn't it amazing at the telephone?
How many hours a day do you watch Mr. Rogers, Amy? I'm Amy from... Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was brought up to be polite.
Why? Be like everybody else in the Bay Area. Just care for yourself.
That is myself. Well, okay. I have a question.
Oh! Okay,
Amy.
What kind of music do you play here?
Have you been hearing it?
Yeah, but I'm kind of confused.
What do you mean you're kind of confused?
Is it easy rock or what?
No, it's not easy rock.
It's hard rock.
It's really the best rock.
Yeah.
So you can still get your thrill by playing ECDC?
ECDC? No, that's a game you play at home. ACDC is what you're looking for here. ECDC, that's when you hook the cables up and you chase your little honey around and you play Connect the Dots. No, this is not...
I will not play ACDC.
Oh, I like ACDC.
You like ACDC?
I like that lead singer.
Do you really?
Yeah, the one that goes... That one, I like him a lot.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Imagine getting stoned that early in the morning. Really, you know?
Take 60 seconds for that prescription to kick in, isn't it?
Bye! Quake FM 99 with no commercials. I'm Alex Bennett. Over there is
Joe Rogalski.
And this is the Quake FM 99. We're having a big party here this morning.
Yay!
We opened up a radio station this morning.
Yeah.
And, it's kind of like giving birth to a baby. We have a program director over here who's comatose. You know, for the last 4 or 5 months, he's been working on this whole thing. And now he gives birth and the problems just begin.
Yes, yes.
But we are the brand new Bay Area radio station, the Quake FM 99, playing the music you asked us to play in the rich tradition of Bay Area rock and roll. Over there is my cohort and partner in crime, Mr. Rogalski.
Inagata DeVita.
You know, it's funny. When I was out of work, we were calling around to see if anybody wanted to hire us.
And yeah,
I called this one guy, and he said, "What do you want?" And I said, I'm Alex Bennett, and Joe and I are looking for work. And he said,
"People in the news."
What do you know? Yes, folks, it is time for
People in the News.
And we all know how this works, right?
Yeah.
I have some people in the news this morning.
What do you have, Alex?
I have people in the news.
Ah.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you very much, Bill. Robert Duck.
Robert Duck.
Robert Duck.
Believe it or not, the entry of a man by the name of Duck won the Great American Duck Race Championship. Nothing changes it. On this show, the Duck Race Championship in Deming, New Mexico over the weekend. Robert Duck's entry, Quacky Simone.
Quacky Simone.
Hey, Rafferty wants this. He wants to go cover it next year for real people.
Where was Quacky born? Philadelphia?
I don't know. He waddled to victory over seven other finalists. Quacky Simone.
Quacky Simone.
Wrestles in Oakland?
Winning his owner-trainer $1,500.
What?
Duck, who also won last year, says he's just tickled Quacky Simone's ribs to get him excited.
Uh-huh. That works when you... Never mind. No, no.
Get him excited, said a prayer, and let him go.
I know some loan sharks who do that also.
More than 400 ducks were involved in the event, which included... preliminary heats. That must have had something to do with turning them on or something.
Probably, yes, yes.
A beautiful duckling contest and a selection of the annual Duck Queen.
They showed them
the Duck Queen.
You can go here if you win.
C.C. Gilbert.
C.C. Gilbert.
C.C. Gilbert.
In the words of police officer C.C. Gilbert, we got all kinds in Houston. Witnesses to one car accident say they saw a man helping three dying people. But police arrived to find a man had stripped the bodies of identification and valuables. No suspects have been apprehended yet. You handed this to me as funny?
Well, it's beat off, you know, offbeat.
Let's see what else. I haven't really had a chance to go through these this morning because it's been so crazy.
Yes, yes. Here, let's try this one.
Oh, here's an old one.
Here we go.
Harold Stassen.
Harold Stassen.
Harold Stassen.
Who's he? Oh, you remember Harold Stassen? The perpetual
presidential candidate. Yeah.
You've got to give it to Harold Stassen. He's entered the September 14th Minnesota gubernatorial primary. Undeterred by 13 strikeouts his last 13 times at bat.
My goodness.
Kind of the Gene Nelson of politics.
Yes, yes.
And now here's Joe with the news.
There's a sad note this morning. A major figure in the Bay Area music scene is dead. Calvin Simmons, the conductor of the Oakland Symphony Orchestra, has apparently drowned in a canoe accident on Lake Placid in upstate New York. Although Simmons is still not officially listed as dead, the search for his body continues, and little hope is held that Simmons will be found alive. Simmons was 32. He was born in San Francisco. It's believed that the Oakland Symphony will use guest conductors to get them through this season, which starts October 11th. Once again, Calvin Simmons presumed dead. Good morning. This is Joe Rogalski for the Quake FM 99. We have one traffic hassle this morning. There was an accident earlier southbound mid-span on the Golden Gate Bridge. It was an injury accident. They managed to get the person out of there. Everything is fine, but there is a backup to the Waldo coming into San Francisco. Not a major hassle, but you could lose a few minutes coming into San Francisco this morning southbound on the Golden Gate Bridge. Lebanon has a new president this morning. He's a Christian leader named Bashir Gamayel. The Muslims in Lebanon are not happy with the fact of a Christian president, but then again, the Muslim politicians did not put up their own candidate. Meanwhile, the approximate 500 PLO guerrillas set to leave Beirut, Lebanon today are reportedly on their way to Syria. Thinking of taking some grass or cocaine along with you on that trip overseas? Think twice, warns Uncle Sam. The U.S. State Department is about to release a leaflet warning American tourists that they could end up in a foreign prison for quite a few years if they get caught with drugs on them. The feds claimed that more than 1,200 Americans were busted away from our borders last year. And get this, quote, drug convictions can mean 2 years to life imprisonment abroad or even the death penalty in countries such as Iran, Thailand, and Turkey. And if you're thinking, saying to yourself, no problem, I'll just call the U.S. Embassy if I get busted, good luck. The only thing an American consular official can do is visit you in the Hooskow, find you a local lawyer, get a hold of your family, and protest any alleged mistreatment of you by the foreign authorities. Stash the stash before you take the trip, warns Uncle Sam. A group of undersea scientists are on their way to the West Marin coast this morning in search of a sunken Spanish galleon. Treasure is not the name of the game. History is. You see, if the divers luck out, they may be able to figure out once and for all if Sir Francis Drake actually did boogie by Point Reyes almost four centuries ago, especially since someone went ahead and named some water out there in West Marin Drake's Bay. And on the Planet Prowl, the nonprofit Center for International Policy says that Uncle Sam's bucks to El Salvador are going to private industry and the military. They estimate only 14% of American aid will make its way to the needy in El Salvador. Taking care of business, New York gold currently at $395 an ounce, up $8.50 from this morning's open. And at last report, the Dow is at 866.53, up 2.75. I can report that things are basically stable this morning. Things are not going crazy on Wall Street, and that was not anticipated, of course. And you can look for low clouds and fog coastside, mostly fair inland. The expected highs today, San Francisco and Santa Rosa, 55, Oakland, 57, San Jose, 65. I should say not expected highs, but those are the temperatures right now. And to all our fans
why,
out there...
Then why the hell did you say expected highs?
Because I'm programmed to say that.
Oh, I
yes.
See.
But I should say to all our listeners in Concord that once we do get it together here, you know, officially and all that, that we will have the high for Concord every day.
Concord will probably be about 98, 99.
And Contra Costa. I should say Contra Costa also. So we'll get back to the highs. Right now, we're speaking of lows, here's Kramer. Yeah.
Kramer, get on mic.
Come here. Say something intelligent. Come on. Come on. This mic. This is Mr. Mike. Come on.
Mr. Microphone.
Come on, Mr. Mike.
Well,
come on.
It certainly is great to be here in these plush new accommodations.
This is not a completed studio. What
Boy,
you
I'll
see
say.
Here is a place.
Holy Toledo, it's a barn burner. It's Bennett and Rogalski back at the mics. The comics. Well, as you know, Alex, I am registered a protest about this year's comedy competition. I don't mean sour grapes, but I feel I got richer and heartier laugh on some of the hardiness degree on some of the laughs. I got a few laughs that were rated by the judges as a chortle, and those were guffaws, Alex. Those were guffaws. They were legitimate guffaws. I've registered a protest. We're waiting for a decision from the league office. And
are you in fact a sore loser, Jeremy?
Sore loser?
Yeah, sore loser.
Put the gun down, Jeremy.
I don't think so, Alex, because, you know, if I feel in this great land of ours that maybe I made a few people smile. Put a little sunshine into their otherwise pathetic, boring little lives.
Shut up over there!
Yes,
Jeremy.
Please, come on. We're starting on this
Then I think it was all worthwhile, and
Jeremy,
I feel good about it. I feel in good shape. I feel funny.
You look funny.
I look funny. And,
I smell funny.
And Joe.
Oh, Jeremy.
I
almost forgot to say this is Rogalski for the Quake FM 99.
And I almost forgot to say, Jeremy, stuff it.
Whoa.
Only go. You can take that attitude right out
Welcome
to the
back,
car.
My that was so rude.
See the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along.
Rivers and Lincoln Palmer. We have a whole audience here this morning. And I'm Alex Bennett, and we're going to do a tradition that we always have done on this program, and why stop now? Good morning. You're on the Quake, FM 99. Who is this?
This is Marty from San Jose.
Right, well, Marty, you're going to do the station break.
The first one ever.
The first one ever, and it's kind of different this time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what you're going to say is, this is the Quake, FM 99, which is KQAK San Francisco with no commercials.
I'm going to say all that.
You want to call back?
ACDC.
Do you want to study it for a half hour and come back and with the other couples?
No. This is the Quake crack in the bay.
Richtering the bay.
Let's take it a step at a time here.
Okay.
This is an educational process.
All right.
All right. All right.
You will win.
Wait a minute. Let me turn your mic. All right. You ready, Marty?
I'm ready.
Okay. He's going to give it a try.
Okay.
Go ahead, Marty. Go on, Marty.
Oh, it's my turn?
I know the lewd kicked in, but what the hell. Go on.
Okay, this is the Quake, FM 99. I forgot the rest of
it. Marty, that's it. Very good.
Which is... KQAK.
QAK.
San Francisco.
Francisco with no commercials.
Yeah!
She was doing what she told me how to walk away. She told me to. On this way. On this way.
have a whole studio, a whole slew of people here. I can't even begin to tell you all the people that are here, but you'll hear from them as the morning goes on. Kevin Pollak is over here. Jeremy S. Mandingo Kramer.
And what a thrill it is, Alex, to be here once again on your exciting morning radio show with all these fine, funny, talented people and this wonderful music, pre-recorded music here above the Heald Business.
We are next door to the Heald Business College, yes.
There you have it.
There it is.
Is someone on the phone, Alex?
Well, we have someone who could not be here today because, unlike the rest of you bums, he's working. Hello, Bobby.
Hiya, Bennett.
Slayton.
We on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Hey, what did I tell you? You apologized to Cabo? I knew they'd give you a job back. Hey, what did I say? I said, look, all you do, you go up, you be nice, you say, Rick, I'm sorry. All we want is a little double bed, me and Joe in the back of the studio. See what I tell you? I knew they'd give you a job back. It's good to see you back on the radio.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Bobby, it's very good to know that you are finally playing Caesar's Tahoe.
What's that to you, Alex?
Would you care to tell all these other deadbeat comics that are here this morning what it's like to play in the big time?
Well, Alex, it's nice, but I'd really like to go to sleep. What the hell are you waking me up for?
They have a bubonic plague epidemic up there right now, don't they, Bobby?
Hey, Shlomo, how are you?
How are you, Shlomo?
Yeah, they do. They're kind of like some squirrel, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave those squirrels alone, Robert.
Oh, God, it's light outside.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Kevin Pollak.
What? No, you go ahead and talk. What?
Did you hear that Kevin here took first place this week?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Big deal, yeah.
Go ahead, stick in the blade. Twist it around. Go ahead.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Have you lost any money yet, Robert?
I lost about $15,000 last night.
Yeah, but not gambling, I'm sure.
Well, no, hi, Bobby. It's a night's work. It's no big deal. And, you know, some of us make that a night, Alex, and some of us make it a week. But, you know, you do what you do, I do what I do.
Bobby, hello. It's Carrie Snow. Do you miss me, big guy?
He hung up.
How are you?
Bobby.
I got to go to the bathroom. Hey, listen, Alex.
Yeah.
Has anybody used any four-letter words on your show yet? Can I be the first one?
No, Bobby, please.
Wait till I come back next week. You have me on, won't you?
You're going to be on next Monday, as a matter of fact.
No commercials?
No commercials.
Ever?
I can't make fun of any sponsors. I got to, you know,
you can
help
make
somebody.
You can make fun of all the sponsors you want, but we don't have any, so it doesn't matter.
Get it?
I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hey, when was the last time I talked to you? I guess you left me, a couple of weeks ago to go to New York to organize that gay festival and stuff. Everything work out? I guess you can't use the word Olympics, but you know, the gay games. Wish you a lot of luck with the festival and the Olympics and your new radio show.
Oh, well, thank you, Bobby. Congratulations on finally playing Caesar's Tahoe.
Listen, I'll be back next week.
You won't
still be on the air.
I hope you won't make the same mistake Kippadada did at Tahoe.
Too hip, Alex.
Well, Alex, I hope you don't make the same mistake you made
at Tahoe. Just wear rubber underwear. What?
I hope you keep the job for a while. I'd like to be on when I come back, if that's okay.
I think we'll make it to next Monday, Bobby. And congratulations on what's happening to you in Tahoe. I wish you could be here today, but this is the next best thing to being there.
Oh, no, it's really isn't much better, Alex.
I think Bobby's got a good chance in the hop, skip, and jump event in the gay Olympics. He's been practicing.
Thanks for calling, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Pole vaulting, huh?
Bobby. 3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5%
a party. How many people are there in here today?
Too many, I'll tell you that, sweetie.
Let's all just let them know you're here.
I can hardly believe, Kevin, this incredible crowd here.
Totally amazing. I myself am flabbergasted, to say the least.
From
I
the look bad to the ladies left, to I the bush to the leaders right, and all
here. It's totally amazing.
Well, what do you guys think?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's beautiful what you've done to the place. It's great. The wallpaper is terrific. We got lights, the stage, a microphone. It's a show. You know what I'm saying, guys?
I like the new station. It's real nice. All the tape and everything and the smell of the new fresh paint on the walls.
I noticed you could have worn some drawers down to the show today, Jeremy. What's the deal?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, but I had to get up real quick.
I guess so.
Well, could I let everybody know? This is the Quake FM 99. I'm Alex Bennett's brand new Bay Area radio station with no commercials at all.
Wow.
Hooray, hooray.
Isn't that something?
Now, you probably figure out how we're going to make money out of this
Tell us,
thing.
Right?
Say, Alex, how are we going to make money?
Right after the show, we're giving you each a tin cup. You're going down to Union Square.
And that's the way
it is. And that's the way it is. But it's so nice to have it. I cash my paycheck on the bus going home here. That's Rafferty. Money bags in back of me, playing like he's poor.
I'm in syndication, Alex. I don't need you no more.
if this sounds like a whole mob of people down here this morning, it is, because it's like a real party that we're having.
I'll say.
Could I ask you, Jeremy, to stand up and momentarily give up your seat for Mr. Rogalski?
And now, Mr. Joe Rogalski.
Sure, that's okay, Alex. I'll just get up. And I'll stand out of the way somewhere.
Would you get up, Jeremy, and give Rogalski...
All right, I'm getting up, Alex.
Listen,
get off your high horse,
Mister. I lost the comedy competition, Kramer.
Keep it up, Mr. New Radio Station.
Mr. Holy City.
Mr. The only one in the office. Huh? The only one with an office in the whole station. Mr. Bennett, star. I control the station. Sure, fine. I'll give up my seat.
Go
ahead, Joe.
And away we
Have
go.
The time of your life.
What is that on the seat?
Good luck trying to get a word in edgewise. Thanks a lot, Alex. It is still Alex, isn't it?
Mr. Bennett to you.
Hey, what's this turn into, Angry Jew Hour?
Dog people crack me up.
Well, Joe?
Well, Alex.
I should say to people who are just tuning in, this is the Quake FM 99. This is a brand new radio station, and you are going to hear some magnificent people throughout the day here. Among them, starting at 10 o'clock, Belle Nolan, who you will all remember from KRQR, where she was busy reading liner cards and not allowed to be a human being. But she will be a human being starting today at 10 o'clock. You'll find out what she's really like, and she's terrific.
Yeah.
At 2:30, a guy by the name of Tim Bador, who is competition for all the people in this room, because he's also a stand-up comic.
Isn't that a drum, Tim Bador?
In fact, he will be. Is that a drum, a Tim Bador?
Tim Bador, that's not a real name.
Tim, in fact,
license when he comes in. Out.
Tim is.
I bet it's Morty Sheckler.
The third.
Morty Sheckler here, but I changed my name to Tim Bador because my mother liked it a little better. It was easy to spell. Tim Bador is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's having blow up the life-size doll of Lawrence Welk outside. Tim Bador, ladies and gentlemen, will be here with his dancing doves and many other things that he doesn't like to play with in front of real adults. Tim Bador, ladies and gentlemen, it's not his real name, mark my words, and don't go see him at the Punchline when he opens when?
October something.
If I'm going to rake him over the calls, give him a call.
In October.
In October.
Opening for Bruce Bob.
Do you care about anybody else in the room but yourself, Alex?
Another angry Jew, I don't know.
And then there's, I'm afraid to say this with Rafferty, make me Oz.
Oz?
Oz.
That's easy to get on a shirt.
He'll be here from until at 7 o'clock until midnight, when San Francisco will greet the return of one of San Francisco's great radio personalities, Lobster.
There's a lobster loose! Oh, God! Everybody run! There's a lobster loose! It's a party.
And, of course, the return of the inimitable Joe Rogalski on News. Let's hear it together.
Yay!
Now, don't blow this one.
Why? I already got my 99 cents.
Oh, okay. Oh, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. Here, it's 8:23 if you're driving anywhere, but our audience doesn't work anyway, so what the hell?
Yeah, okay. As far as the traffic does go drive-wise, nothing terrible happening out there. There was a small accident in the Palo Alto area, University Avenue, so there might be some people who are, you know, bending their necks right now and checking things out. So traffic is a little slow on 101 right now around University Avenue, both north and southbound, but nothing in particular. Also, you may lose a few minutes going across the Golden Gate Bridge at this hour because about an hour ago there was an injury accident and it did back up traffic just a little bit, but nothing terribly serious right now on the roads. It appears that Calvin Simmons, the conductor of the Oakland Symphony, is dead. Simmons is missing after a canoeing accident in Lake Placid up in New York. It's presumed he's drowned. Calvin Simmons was 32. The evacuation of the third wave of PLO guerrillas continues today in Beirut, Lebanon. 400 to 500 guerrillas leaving West Beirut today. Meanwhile, Lebanon has elected a new president, a Christian, supported by the Israeli regime of Menachem Begin. And Russia's female cosmonaut has reached a female space endurance record as she continues her ride aboard the Salyut 7 space station.
We were wondering what kind of space endurance it was for a female
cosmonaut. Boy, this weightlessness is a lot of fun!
Yet. Taking care of business, New York Gold is up, ditto the Dow. And in sports, a former USF basketball player, 7'2" center Rogue Harris, switches to Hawaii following the demise of the Dons basketball squad. And as far as the weather goes, we're going to have low clouds and fog coastside, fair and warm in the interior areas. Right now in San Francisco and Santa Rosa, it's 55, Oakland 57, San Jose 65. Expect those temperatures to kick up about 10 degrees before day's end. This is Rogalski for the Quake FM 99.
If anything's missing this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're just having a party here.
Yeah.
And I'm taking some calls here. I should. We're at 478-9900. And if you want to come down to the studio any morning, we'd love to have some people tomorrow because it's 1311 Sutter Street. And if you're going to write us a letter for our letters segment, we need letters. Like
yeah.
Crazy now.
Yeah.
1311 Sutter is the address. You in care of the Quake, Alex Bennett. 94109. Also, if you have any suggestions of what you want to hear, the kind of shows you'd like to hear. You'd like to get rid of us, just write them.
You want 3-ply toilet paper.
3-ply toilet paper.
Anything.
Any suggestions. And we'll be happy to look at them.
Do you have the Woodstock tape on?
What?
Do you have the Woodstock tape here?
What do you mean, no?
It's the anniversary of the weekend. All those liberal arts majors wallowing in the mud.
I was there.
Monty just got back.
Monty just got back.
How is Hendrix, Monty?
Kind of like some of those Japanese prisoners who are still sitting on islands out in the middle of the Pacific somewhere.
Janis Joplin, where are you? I love you.
Monty, whatever you do, don't touch the brown acid. Whoops, he did. Well, anyway.
I just thought I was selling it.
Anyway, it's really quite a party here this morning. Let's just take a couple of calls.
Sure.
You know, they told me here, Bennett, if you only play one record an hour, you're not going to hear from us.
Now we'll see.
Problem director standing down my back, drooling and breathing in my ear.
Yes, his glasses just changed
little
two sizes.
Let's test him.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the Quake.
Hi, this is John from Belmont.
Hello, John.
Yeah, I was wondering if Alex is there.
I'm here.
I can verify that, John.
Wonder no more, young man.
Yeah. Since you're not with the camera, are you taking requests?
No, I still don't take requests.
No, okay, thanks a lot.
Because I... Hey, knock it off. The pimple-faced kid wasn't in our demographic group, okay?
Another dream shattered.
You're on the Quake FM 99.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
It's Sonia Ammonia.
Ammonia! Hey.
Sonia, baby! Baby.
My old...
It's really far out that it didn't take you that long to get a job this time. The food stops up.
Well, I did have a rather popular program over at KMEL, and
fine, I didn't call to talk to you anyway. Is he there yet?
Who?
Don't you know?
Who?
Mr. Happy?
It's him.
Oh, Robin showed up.
Not Robin, Kevin.
Me, Kevin, doing Robin Hood. Nice to see you. Wait a second. There we go, Mr. Happy.
I love Kevin so much, Alex. It's killing me. He promised me he'd get rid of that chicks before me. Alex, you know what the best thing about Kevin is?
What's that?
He can talk and act exactly like Robin Williams, but he's not covered with all that unsightly body hair.
Why, yes, I am.
Well, it's certainly good to hear from you again. Are you leaving town, I hope?
No, I'm going to stay around for Kevin.
Oh, I tell you something right now, sweetheart. Oh, wrong voice. All right, I'll tell you, Sonia. It's so nice to see you again. I wish you'd come down here yourself and play with Mr. Happy. Actually, I...
Be there in 5 minutes, bye.
Longer than he'll be here. In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we racked the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Run from cages on highway 9.
radio station be without Bruce? We're having a party here. Will you guys hold it down over there, please? We're trying to do a radio program here.
That's where the den will go. Uncle Leo's trophies will go on that shelf. When this place is completed, it will be a dream.
Alex, come on, admit it. This isn't a radio station. This is really a front for an uncle, right?
Yeah.
Is that David McCallum who just walked by?
In front of us, we have the two number one winners of the preliminaries of the San Francisco Comedy
Competition. Doesn't mean anything.
This is embarrassing.
And I'm happy to
mean anything.
That I personally picked my top five this year in my head, and two of them were Kevin Pollak and Will Durst. And so at least I'm happy to see that they had some taste there, but as Will put it, if Lenny Bruce were alive, he couldn't win the San Francisco Comedy Competition, you know.
No. Mort Saul might have, but...
Kramer was another March one of mine. Pearl was another one of the ones that I thought was great.
I guess legally I'm not funny anymore. The figures don't lie, Alex. 2-3, you'll never work the Pittsburgh bowling league.
I want to thank Will, because Will... this is the Quake.
That's from Debbie.
FM 99, with no commercials.
At all.
Great music. And they've unleashed me. So what more can you say? He gave me this picture of, I guess, from an Alex. And is this, what is this for? This from
Comedy Day.
From Comedy Day of Slate and I. Thank
great
you, Debbie.
Great picture, Deb.
Great picture. So how do you guys?
It's just our way of thanking the man who has done for radio what Quentin Daly has done for basketball. And
I want to say how proud I am of you guys. You know,
we're proud of you too, swinging at you.
Yeah,
know what
you
mean?
Got a job. Too bad you couldn't get a better time slot.
Oh, how does it feel back there behind the driver's seat again?
Well,
I could have been a contender. Wrong movie. Listen to me, Alex.
It feels good to be back on the air again.
It's nice to see you again. You could have come over for lunch when you were on.
I see everybody here. Only this morning, because he's in Monterey, we are not represented by the Gonzo family. Don Gonzo couldn't be here.
I understand. I understand that this morning... I understand this morning that Rick Lee woke up with a camel's head in his bed. Is that true?
Don Kramer is here. Don Durst. Don Booker. Wait a minute.
Hold on a minute.
We had to allow somebody from Oakland in here. You have to understand that, you know.
I just hope we get a good audience, you know.
Yeah.
Just an audience that doesn't think that Woodstock is a character in Peanuts magazine.
So Fox can make more money?
Ooh.
Monty Hoffman, never in the competition.
Monty, you're a walking faux pas, you know that.
I'd like to say that all the people you're used to with our show are here. Irene is still
Irene.
My producer.
Hey, Irene!
At last, the story can be told. I know that this morning, probably over at Camel, they were all listening this morning and writing down every word I say, because they record it and then they send it, a typewritten thing, to their lawyers of the whole shows of everything I say.
Absolutely.
So I'd like now to read from War and Peace.
No, they're nice people. They should live forever. But this is where radio's at.
But that poor poor woman over there had to suffer for about 4 weeks after we left, waiting for something to happen with us so she could jump ship, just so she could eat.
Jump what, Alex?
Jump ship. Oh, okay. Or jump camel or something. And it's great to have her back again. And we all love her.
Such a tribute. Such a tribute.
What a guy. Human story.
Let's take some calls here. Hello, you're on the Quake FM 99. Good morning, I'm Alex. Who's this?
This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Where are you calling from?
From San Francisco.
From San Francisco. Carolyn, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to welcome you guys back.
Oh, well, thank you.
Congratulations.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I want to start you guys off right and wanted to make a donation. I'm willing to give you guys a tin cup.
A tin cup. Okay. Very good. Let's hear it for the tin cup. Thanks for calling, Carolyn. Bye-bye.
She's
good
a
morning.
Your personality, wasn't she?
You're on the Quake FM 99.
I just thought it would be cool to wear my sunglasses for a picture.
Carrie Snow's here. Who is this?
From Corte Madera.
From Corte Madera. Are we coming in loud and clear in Corte Madera?
We are.
Good. No, we are. You're listening, okay?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. How are you this
morning? I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering why you're so mean to kids.
Why am I?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Bennett.
What else are they good for?
What else are they good for, Rafferty says?
Are you jealous because you're bald and we aren't?
Lights are pretty bright.
I'm bald all the time. Thank you.
Danger,
478-9900 is our number. Good morning.
Hello.
You're on the Quake.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
The voice is familiar.
Oh, it's not. It can't be. I've never talked to you before.
Oh, all right.
Let's forget what he said.
Is this Mr. Laverney, the camel attorney?
Negative to negative. This is Michael from Belmont.
Michael from Belmont. Michael, how are you this morning?
How do they know where to say they're from?
What have you been doing in the 5 weeks since we've been off the air?
Well, my son and I have a 9-month-old son I take care of.
Yeah.
And we've just been really bummed that you've been gone for 5 weeks.
Well, we're back in the saddle again.
Oh, he's looking good, too. He's a lot happier today.
Thanks for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Okay.
Alex?
Yeah.
Irene, please.
Oh, you want to talk to Irene?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I think she'll go on with him, don't you? Anyway,
all right.
This is a Quake FM 99.
Calling up for dates.
With Carrie Snow.
I
Wilders.
Wilders.
Hi.
Everybody else here, too, will all get on mic at
are
one
there
time.
Guys?
Another.
Hi.
What?
Are there guys out there calling me for dates? Is this what's happening?
No, sir.
No chance, Carrie. No,
yeah.
What chance?
Bad chance, Carrie.
Yeah.
When hell freezes over.
Now, come on, Alex. This is my big chance. I need to find a husband. I think we
you
should do it here.
You look better on radio, Carrie.
That's Carrie Snow.
You
that's
smell
Wilders.
Better, too, all
that's
right?
That's Jeremy Kramer.
Jeremy,
there's a
you're
lot of
cute.
Us here.
And this is the Quake FM 99.
Jeremy has hair on his back, and he sweats a lot, all
with
right?
No commercials.
Covering.
Boy, what a
Jonestown on radio. You won't
Alex
believe
it. Wants to marry me is online.
too.
The guy who wants to marry you is online too.
Yeah,
I can't believe that anybody wants to marry
Carrie.
Karen
it'll be
Snow.
Snowing radios in Puerto Rico before your mystery date calls. Okay.
You want to marry Carrie Snow?
No, I just want to have her for a couple of nights. Alex, this is Paul from Novato again.
Oh, you want to
you want to get used to it.
Hold on a second, people.
Who is this guy? Hi,
you want to use her as so many other people?
Hi, Carrie. I saw her Friday night, and I'll tell you. The point I got the most excited at was where she discussed the correlation between Albert Camus and Anna Eastman. I knew she was the woman for me.
Oh, this man's read a book. Hi, big guy. Come on. Show me your rig, truck driving guy. Come on.
She looked so cute in her white pants the other night.
Were they showing movies on them?
That's my line.
That's her line.
Why don't you hang on and we'll get your number?
Oh, anytime, Carrie.
Hang on. Just don't hang up, big guy.
Stay there, Paul. The first person here on the show ever to get in twice, okay? Our number, by the way, if you want to know for future reference, is 478-9900. Also, we are at 1311 Sutter. That's the corner of Van Ness and Sutter. Catty corner to E.T.
You betcha. And it's going to be there forever.
And we need studio audiences in the morning, just like we always needed them over at KMEL. And we'd love to...
Let me tell you, Alex, maybe you did have the view.
That's Stephen Pearl, ladies and gentlemen, another loser in the comedy competition.
Legally, London Lee is funnier than me, ladies and gentlemen. So... I think I've assured my status at the Punchline as MC for life, but I'm really glad. I tried to get a gig in Boston. The guy on the phone at the club said, "How funny are you legally? Let me see the figures." So I think it's affected everything. Let me say, maybe you did have the view of the wharf at Camel, but you got a hell of a view of the Leland Hotel.
But
here
you are doing a movie about the comedy competition, are
yes,
you not?
Yes, it's called August the 23rd, Part 3, where all the comedians one by one die, and at the end they find that it was Frank Kidder, because they wouldn't let him go on stage.
No, I had heard that it was called The Jokes of Roth.
The Jokes of... How was the competition, Tom Joe? Did it make you mean? Did it make you bad? Did it make you mean bad? Well, let me tell you something, Ma. Wherever there's a cerebral comic being angry because he didn't tell enough weenie jokes in Sunnyvale, I'll be there, Ma. I'll be in the scream of every comic who got duped out of a good score because he didn't have a unicycle and a dress, Ma. I'll be there. I'll be there in the anger of every damn...
Steven, you're bitter.
Bitter. You could mix drinks with me, Durst. Let me tell you. Call me Angostura, buddy. I'm bitter. Tonight's judges will be Julius Hoffman and Roy Bean. Yeah, thanks a lot. I need this. Are those three guys with the pointed white hoods judges? Okay, I'm gonna do that. Tonight's competition will be in Skokie, Jew. Okay. By the way, Alex, on the way here, I saw Rick Lee hanging from a scaffold throwing blue paint over your picture. That was once. I'll get them yet.
Let's grab another call here. Hello, you're on the Quake FM 99. I'm Alex Bennett. Who's this? Hello? All right.
That room, that's where the den's going to go. The den will be there. Uncle Leo's trophies are going.
Nobody else is on hold right now, so I'll just say to all of you, I really appreciate... Huh? Hey, Monty, will you let Irene go so she can clear calls, please?
Come on, I'm
having
fun.
Monty, our ambassador of alienation throughout the free world.
Bill Rafferty.
Monty looks like that guy that glued his head to a beam over there. He's got his little hard hat on.
One of those foosballs.
See, we got everybody. I want to thank you all for coming down this morning. This is a real party. This is the way to launch a ship.
I'd like
you know?
To thank the wino who showed me where the station was, and I accidentally went into Hill Business College and I'm enrolling in business economics tomorrow, so I'm taking a few classes, and refrigerator repair, so I'm going to be entering the songwriters competition next year, by the way. Coming behind Boyce and Hart.
Anyway, this is The Quake, FM 99. We're a brand new and different radio station. We're different because we listen to you and we want to play the songs you want to hear. So drop us a line at The Quake, 1311 Sutter. We know some of you can write. San Francisco, 94109. The Quake, 99 FM or FM 99. Have it your way.
Nice set.
With no commercials. We'll be right back. see, we tell you that is Foreigner. It is. I'm this morning, of course, is very confusing. It's 8:50. I sometimes forget to give the time signals. Our number is 478-9900. This morning is just a party.
And tomorrow, yeah. Darn right, we're playing. We're playing pin the ego on the programming director, and we're having a hell of a party here, folks.
Hello. We actually have a program director here right now who is probably in a coma. Because for the last couple of months, he's been doing the work of getting the station together, and I think doing a damn fine job of it. Getting together the most awesome staff I've ever seen on any one radio station. It includes Bell Nolan, Tim Bador, Oz at Night, and Lobster Overnight.
Smith and Wesson,
new team coming in.
Nolan Void, we can't wait. Hello.
Wash and dry.
I'm Alan Arian, programming director of KMEL. Let's go over the day's music. Oh, Journey, Eddie Money, Good Journey. What's this, the Beatles, Sergeant Pepper? They're not from the area? No. Journey. Hendrix, left-handed. This is wrong. Journey.
In 5 hours of Van Halen. Ah,
party, Boyettes and Chico.
All right.
I just swallowed a Rubik's Cube. I'm high, man.
You will probably never hear this again as long as you live in San Francisco. Every nut that ever walked into the city is here this morning.
Hey, is that Dan White I see?
We probably have the entire... We have all the practically all the San Francisco contestants in the comedy competition, all seven of them. Here today. It's great.
Don't you,
twist the knife, Saul. Twist the knife.
Over and over.
Kramer, you know, Jeremy, that you were one of my personal choices to be numero uno, you know?
Yeah, well, fat lot of good it did me. No, that's fine. I think it's just fine. And you have your little station here, and that's just real thrilling.
A little bitter, Jeremy? A little rage?
Bitter? I don't think so.
Oh.
Anyway, of course, here as always is Joe Rogelsky, who this morning has been. Would you see? We have to once again.
I'll move.
We have to tell people what's going on here.
All right. Let me move this. You're going to hear the microphone move.
The
here,
general
people.
Manager
you're
of this not. Radio station, Mr. Elias, says
yes.
This station's going on the air August 23rd. If I have to hold two electric terminals charged with 110 volts between them with my bare hands,
and we've made sure Les has not stood
right
in a bucket
back,
of water,
right in the back room now in thick soled shoes, he's frying. And we are in the middle of the construction of this thing. The control room was finished this morning at about 5 o'clock.
Right.
And it is the most modern studio, I think, in all of San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. It is a dream for a person like myself to be working in a studio like this.
This is Star Trek, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And damn it, Jim, I'm a newsman, not a busboy. Anyway. And if it's a little confusing this morning, it's because we're having one hell of a party here, because it's time to have a party. Who is...
I mean, I'm stepping on lines. I don't know how big they are.
Carrie Snow just put her hands around my breasts.
So?
Yeah, I know. I felt the same way. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys. We're going to... Oh, they're taking pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, taking pictures?
We're also doing a radio show here.
For the New York Times.
For the New York Times. Oh, in that case, smile. We're
hey!
On. Go ahead.
Joel Selvin's going to run this when Marty Balin's asleep.
Okay. Well, anyway, Joe, it's 8:54. We're running behind.
Story of my life.
Who?
I like to think of it as running bookends. Well, I figured, you know.
I was going to say, what happened to you while we were on our five-week hiatus? And you'd probably say something like, oh, I was just perfect.
I read all my junk mail.
And people would ask me, what did I do during my 5 weeks? I got married and divorced again. somebody laughed at that one.
Mm-hmm. We'll take his name.
Now, because Rogelsky, because the thing is, we're not completed, you don't have a wire.
Right.
You don't have a teletype, so we have the one at the old KMPX studios.
Yes.
And they have run the teletype paper all the way down Sutter to our new studios, where he keeps pulling it in through the window.
Yes, right.
So it's a little rugged this morning. You're working off on a crate with a typewriter.
Right.
And people... tons of them around you milling while you do a newscast. So you are not at your maximum this morning.
No. News-wise.
Yeah. But we are all revved up here and trying to get used to all this brand spanking new equipment. And now, with the news, Joe Rogalski.
As you can hear, there's a lot going on down here today at the Quake, but up there in outer space, history is quietly being made. Cosmonaut Svetlana Satykaya missed today, passed the midway point of her week-long ride aboard the Salyut 7 space station, and that means she has been in space longer than any woman who ever rode the cosmos. And the Russian press appreciates her efforts. One paper calls Svetlana, quote, a truly equal member of the cosmonaut team. She has introduced a delicacy in relations into what would seem to be a strictly man-only society. Good morning. This is Joe Rogalski for the Quake, FM 99. On the planet prowl, the evacuation of the PLO continues from West Beirut at this hour. No hassles, no hitches. Meanwhile, Lebanon has elected a new president. He's a Christian. Muslim politicians in Beirut are not happy, but they did not put up a candidate on their own. Speaking of prowling the planet, let's talk about jet lag for a moment. That horrible feeling of, what am I doing here? It sticks with you for a day if you trip over a time zone. Usually it's grin and bear it, and you'll be over it in a day, but now comes the amazing Bag the Lag Diet, courtesy of biologist Charles Errett, an Illinois lab scientist. Here's the nitty-gritty of the Beat the Lag effort. 3 days before you tackle the timelines, pig out. 2 days before you take the disguise, fast. Go for the belly bulge again the day before your trip, and then fast the day of the flight. Pig out days should feature 3 full meals, 2 rich in protein, 1 heavy in hydrates. Fast days should have no meals, no heavier than 700 calories. And by the way, this is no pie-in-the-sky idea. The Army apparently tried out this jet lag diet on troops about the trip to Egypt, and it worked. One other note this morning, a sad note, it just doesn't make sense, and that's the reaction that Mary Mayle, the publicist for the Oakland Symphony, has given to the apparent death of Calvin Simmons, the conductor of the symphony. Simmons was riding a canoe solo on Lake Placid in upstate New York on Sunday afternoon when a swell tossed him out of the craft. Simmons never emerged from the depths. It's assumed now that Calvin Simmons, born and raised in San Francisco, is dead. He was 32. Taking care of business, London Gold is down $6 this morning. The last quote from the Dow, 866.53. I should say 877 even. That is up 8.19. The Dow has gone up 13 points since things started up on Wall Street this morning. And in sports, both the Giants and the A's are in action. Today, the Giants in Chicago, where Rennie Martin will look for his 6th win of the season. Meanwhile, Detroit is here in the Bay Area. They'll be over at the Coliseum 7:35 tonight. Mike Norris looking for his 7th win of the season. The Bay Area skies are going to be cloudy and foggy, coastside, but mostly fair inland. Present temperature, San Francisco 56, Oakland 57, San Jose 61, Marin 60. And that is it for now. Rogalski here for the Quake, FM 99.
And Alex Bennett here with Joe Rogalski for the Quake. And Jeremy Kramer here for Joe Rogalski with the Quake, FM 99. No commercials. Great programming. Good.
Yeah.
This is going to be one hot radio station, I got to tell you. Because, you know, a lot of people ask why we left the other place. I want to just take a second here to apologize to the listeners out there. Not for something we did, but just maybe tactically we did something wrong, is that a lot of people suddenly tuned us in on a Friday and we weren't there.
Oh.
And the fact was that we gave like about 2 weeks' notice. We figured during 2 weeks we'd say goodbye to people and things like that, and you wouldn't be inconvenienced.
Right.
They, being Camel, decided not to let you know and kept saying, where are they? They're not here yet. And people didn't, were, I think, quite inconvenienced by that. And I know it's been a rough 5 weeks because a lot of you get used to waking up with us. We thank you for all the letters and when we go to clubs and stuff like that telling us how much you missed us. And we're glad to be back on the air. And we have no desire to ever desert you again. But we had to leave because radio is increasingly become more heavily programmed by what are called consultants in this business who tend to make everybody shut up, and they play music with very restricted and short playlists. And the gentleman they were bringing in is especially famous for that, and we just didn't want to be any part of that kind of thing. When we met up with these people at the Quake, they told us a bunch of things about what they planned to do, one of which was to let the personalities say something to you for a change rather than just reading a bunch of liner cards. And more than that, they wanted to create a station with a variety of music that wasn't limited to 500 songs like they are at Camel or 600 like they are at KRQR, but a large, good selection of music. And, you know, you go into something like this with a certain trepidation. Sure, they tell you one thing, then you get on the air and it's quite another. They have gone beyond our expectations. You're going to hear a wider variety of music on this station, and you're going to hear some radio personalities that you're going to care about. You're not just going to say, what was his name again? Or when the guy goes out to do a dance somewhere, he says, hi, I'm so-and-so from KRQR. And they say, are you on the air? You know, you're going to get to know some people here, you know. And this is a station, quite frankly, for the first time in a long time, I'm really proud to say that I work for the Quake.
Hip, 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 hip,
oh, stuff it.
Before we get into those Gregorian chants, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that this is a wonderful thing here. Mr. Bennett is Mr. Rogalski doing here for radio on behalf of.
Oh, look, Alex, it is Michael Pritchard.
Michael Pritchard is
with donuts.
Bringing donuts. Michael Pritchard eating for world peace.
Jeremy. Michael Pritchard won 2 years ago.
Won what?
The comedy competition.
He's a winner, Jeremy. Read my lips, winner.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, that was a real touching little speech you gave, Alex.
This is the Quake. FM 99. With
now?
No commercials.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
stay on the green. Don't miss it.
And now, Bill Graham as George Killian. I booked you once. I'm booking you once. I can stop booking you again.
I stopped comedy once. I can stop it again. But don't worry.
That's my barber, Howard.
Howard the barber.
When's the appointment tomorrow?
Howard the barber. Alex, tomorrow morning, Tuesday, after this illustrious show, you're going to come in and get those locks trimmed.
Okay, yeah, buddy. I need it desperately. I haven't been able to afford a haircut until now. I'm working again, and you know where I'm working?
Nowhere!
Wait!
The Quake, FM 99, KQAK San Francisco, with no commercials.
Sitting here watching Pritchard engulf his entire mouth with what are those?